Hello, and welcome to episode 565 of Contending at the Water Cooler podcast. I'm Megan McLaughlin, and I'm joined by two M's, but one of them is not a normal M. Joey, why don't you go first and introduce yourself?
I've never been called normal in my entire life, but hi. I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at Joey Moser 83.
And then not normal M, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I was wondering which one of us isn't normal because I'm Joey. This is Mark Johnson. Nice to join you guys today. Excited for Telluride.
I can't wait to see you and to like see all these movies too, or guess what's going to be there, which is what we're doing today. Yes, with the Telluride Film Festival just days away, we thought we'd come together to figure out what might be on the schedule at this year's fest. Will the debut make its debut and Joey completely humiliate himself in front of Julianne Moore if she's there? Or will La Bolla Negra bowl over audiences and Joey completely humiliate himself if Glenn Close and Penelope Cruz are there? We'll discuss. So like I said ahead of the podcast, I figured this will be a free-flowing discussion. We'll kind of just throw out which films we think will definitely be there, which I think there's one that people have been talking about, at least I've seen. And I've already heard some docs that will be there, but I can't reveal. But yeah, so or even just like general themes. Do you think there are going to be any general themes coming out of this year's movies too? Yeah. So who wants to kick it off?
Mark should do it.
Yeah, go ahead,
I
Mark.
should do it. Oh, okay. Hi. Excited to be covering it with you guys this year. Telluride is always fun, and as most listeners probably know, they keep their lineup top secret until a day or two before it kicks off. So we're left to look at the way verbiage is included in Toronto and Venice and New York. Whether it's designated a world premiere, North American premiere, international premiere, and then we sift through the tea leaves and can kind of figure out the majority of what's playing. But there's always a surprise or two, and I wouldn't be surprised if we also have, along with some of the things we're going to talk about today, I think there's probably a movie or two that we don't see coming that shows up, like Frankenstein did. Was that
I
last
was
year?
thinking about that last year too. Yeah. Because I was
Yeah,
like,
last
what's
year.
this year's Frankenstein?
Yeah, she's been kind of Julie. She runs the festival. She likes to throw in some surprises. At least in the last couple of years, were TBAs. So on top of the top secret, we have that additional secret, and then on top of all that, we have the patron screening, which is the film that kicks the festival off, and then that's kept secret of what that is. So it throws your whole calendar off as far as what you're trying to play in until you know what that is. So anyway, that's what we're doing, I think, is trying to figure out based on verbiage what we expect to play there. So
And here's my
you're
number one question for both of you, because I think the movie I'm dying to see, I mean, there's a lot of movies I'm dying to see, but like Primetime, the Chris Hansen, would you call it biopic? A24 doesn't usually have a huge presence at this festival, is that right?
They didn't last year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
it's
is
hard to
Prime
keep
could
straight.
Primetime be a Frankenstein?
It could be the t one of the like the TBAs. I don't, based on verbiage from other film festivals, that's not one I expect to be there.
Yeah, me
But
too.
that's what could make it the Frankenstein or something of this year, because I do think we'll have at least one of those. So
I
prime
think,
time, good up,
sorry.
good chance. Good.
I think TIFF is going, I think prime time is going to be a surprise at TIFF because we got an email
Just
like
almost
that.
knocked over my coffee with
We got an
that.
email. I'm trying to find it, but they basically were they basically said, "Hey, something else is probably dropping. It's a hotly anticipated title." So I saw people were just like, "Is it prime time? Is it prime time?"
Chris Hansen's making an appearance, but we can't. No, I'm kidding.
Well, that it kind of reminded me
He's
of
not promoting that film.
like a couple, maybe what, 1 or 2 years ago, whenever, this isn't the same sort of thing, but they sort of teased the they had like one screening of that Trump, what's his face
Oh,
movie that it,
Sebastian
oh,
Stan.
right. Yeah, The Apprentice.
Yeah. Yeah.
They teased that got added later, and they, because it had like weird press around it, they didn't announce it till it was either right before TIFF was going to happen, and there was only like one press screening and one public screening, I think.
Did we
But
lose him? Did we bore him already?
no, sorry, my dog barked once, and now I had to get
Everybody's
him out of
dogs
the
are mine. Mine's
room.
surprisingly the only good one today. I don't know how that happened.
Give it time.
Well, dogs,
That's
listen, one of my favorite parts of Telluride is all the dogs. They everybody
yes,
brings their dog, and it's so cool.
but it makes me uncomfortable because they're always off leash, though. They're kind of just living their
Ooh.
life, and it makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Like
Okay.
I took a lot of photos and videos of dogs off leash this last year.
I
No
always
celebrity
said,
photos, but.
"Leash
Like,
your
didn't you
dogs,
see
people."
Margot Robbie there? Like, oh no, I have all of these Like,
dogs.
look, this is, I think, okay, so I think the one that is definitely going to be there that I've seen is, and I'm going to say this wrong, Bucking Fastard. Yes, as you have
Yeah,
the Werner Herzog shirt
I
on.
do.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't imagine that movie doesn't play at
That has to be there,
Telluride.
right?
You know, they have a
Yeah.
theater named for the guy, so,
Right.
and he's always there. So yeah, I would imagine that's an easy.
So that means some a Rooney Mara and will they be there? Would they be running around? The
That's a good question.
Morrises.
And I haven't paid too well attention to what's playing at Venice. I usually just look at that lineup to see what we might be getting at Telluride. So I think that's one that's playing at Venice. If so, that might be difficult for them to come across if they're even attending either one.
Yeah.
Rooney's had a
I just
couple of films
I hope
be
they just go
interesting.
really balls to the wall with the press for this. I want them speaking in unison the whole press cycle.
I
That's
was thinking
what
you
I
and I
close
should do
off.
that when we should
Oh
do
my
that wherever we
gosh.
go and dress in the same and everything. I was thinking
No,
we
and the thing that's going to happen, we'll plan that, and then it won't show up there, but then we have to commit to the bit, and we're like, what is wrong with
that.
these two fucking people?
I just want us to wear the same outfit everywhere we go and be like, I told you not to do that. And just be like, you told me you wanted to do
I
that.
did. Mark, Megan gave me, it's one of my, it's this great shirt. I'm a huge fan of The Nanny.
So am I.
And I'm not sure if you are familiar, if anybody else is familiar with The Nanny, the animated opening titles. She gave me a shirt that was, is it, she's sitting on the Nanny logo, I think.
I can't remember. I
I
just
can't
know
remember.
it says
But
Grand Labyrinth.
it's a Guillermo del Toro themed
That's
nanny shirt,
awesome.
and it says Fran's Labyrinth, and her eyes are like this. So we
We
both have
both
that
have it.
shirt,
We both have the
so
shirt.
we
So
should
we,
both wear that shirt.
yeah.
And Guillermo del Toro loves
Hey,
Telluride, so
oh, so
it's,
maybe he'll be
yes, he
there.
does.
Yeah.
Even though he
And
doesn't have a film there.
it's the 20th anniversary of Pan's Labyrinth too, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was
You're right,
2006.
it is.
Oh my God,
So
we have to wear those. Okay,
yeah.
I'm packing that
You
shirt.
have to bring that.
Yeah,
Oh
I'm
my
packing
God.
that too.
I think another film, okay, I think the debut will probably be there, right? Clarence said he might just fly out for that and then fly
Oh my God.
back.
That'd be awesome. I have one of my press passes. Oh,
I do think La Bola Negra will be there.
yep.
That better be there because for the dates with TIFF, it doesn't
It'll
debut
be there.
until it'll be a TIFF, but it's not going to be there. They're oddly debuting it later in the festival. So TIFF starts on the 9th or the 10th, and it doesn't debut until like the 15th. So I'll be gone by then. So it better be at Telluride. But then, of
Yeah,
course, it's going to
that's
conflict with one other showing of one other movie that I'm dying to see.
well, then I can
Right. There's
always
so
maybe
many
it'll
this
be at
year.
TIFF though, and then you could do that. So remember
So
that.
yeah. I gotta say, the thing that I'm really counting on is, I'm gonna call this the fag quotient. The movies that are kind of gay, I think there is a possibility for one, two, three.
You think Club Kid?
four. I think there are four movies that are
At
gay
least
that are
three.
playing at both festivals. There's Elsinore,
Okay, you
Club
think
Kid.
Elsinore will be at Telluride?
Elsinore's
Yeah.
Focus.
Okay,
So,
yeah.
and
Okay.
Focus has Elsinore and Sense and Sensibility.
Oh.
And so there's Elsinore, Club Kid, La Bola Negra, and The Man I Love. And
Oh, I think this is Rebecca Hall. Remember, she's curating things too, and she's in The Man I Love, I believe. Isn't she?
stress me. But
Hold on,
all
let me
four
look.
of them, I think all four of them are going to be at Telluride, but all four of them are definitely playing at TIFF. But I'm not counting for those four in my TIFF schedule. So
Okay.
if they are at Telluride and I don't get to see them at Telluride, then everything is fine.
I bet The Man I Love will be at Telluride then, because Rebecca Hall's, a guest director curating films. And I would feel like they
Yeah,
would do
the
that.
one of the things that I don't know if you guys are, do you guys know Michael Patterson?
Yeah,
Long
I'm on his website
Telluride.
right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, this
Michael.
is that guy. Okay, yes.
Yeah, Michael Patterson's been going to Telluride, I think, since 2008, and he is the nicest human of all time. We love Michael. But he has a blog, Michael's Telluride Film Blogspot.com. And he lists, he's very good at, that's basically what he does all year, is try and predict what will be there. He has a very good track record of it. I don't think he has that listed on there, does he? What is it called?
The Man I
Oh,
Love.
The
The
Man I
Man I
Love
Love.
is seven.
It's
Okay, he has it
low on his
middle.
at 15. Yeah. So I'm
Yeah. So possibly.
Yeah, I would think, I don't know. I would think that it would be weird to not. I mean, it's Rami Malek
It
and
makes sense.
yeah.
He's there too, so it makes sense. But
So
yeah,
maybe
that's.
that's a maybe. But do we think Club Kid would play at, I don't think Club Kid's a, you think Club Kid's gonna be at Telluride?
Yeah. I think that's one of your safer bets right now is Club
Really?
Kid.
Even
Yeah. I
safer?
think.
That's funny, because I feel like that's less of a, I feel like that's more of a TIFF play, because it will be a TIFF, right?
It will.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm saying this as somebody who's only been there once. I feel like with some other festivals, Mark, I guess since you've been going there for so many years, you can tell me if this is true or not. I feel like there is something like a Telluride movie. Like I remember when the trailer for the debut came out, Clarence was like, "Oh, that'll like go over
Yeah.
like gangbusters, a Telluride." But I feel like
Yeah.
Telluride sort of evades the kind of like type of movie. Like they sort of want to just, they're one of the first big stops of the season. So I mean, I guess they are a little bit more open to like types of films, yes.
Telluride has had such a variety of film in the. This is my 10th time going, but I've been going since
Ooh.
2015. Yeah, my 10th. It's had so many different types of films. It's hard to really pinpoint what a Telluride film is because we had like Red Rocket. It was there, which
Oh,
I
nice.
love.
Yeah. Okay, that's a Club Kid type of, I would
Yeah.
think, feel.
Yeah.
That was something that I would
Yeah.
think would not be a Telluride. Well, maybe. I don't know. I love
Yeah.
Red Rocket so much. I love that film.
I do too. I loved Red Rocket. I don't want to say anything. And she also had Anora there, right? Which was, so I
Right.
don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything that Julie would get mad about, but she does like a little bit of a those theme kind of
Swishy.
movie. So
Swishy, is that
yeah, I
what,
think
that's how
so.
Joey says it, right? Swishy, is that what you'd say? Actually, I
I
know what
don't think
Joey
that's
would
what he's
say.
saying.
I don't know.
I think he's saying more
Herbie?
like harder comedies.
Oh, he's not saying
Yeah.
swishy. He's not.
I'm
Got
saying like sexual, sexy
it.
type
Okay.
films.
You just had to say,
Sensual.
like, you have to say it like Nick Carter. Am I
Yeah.
sexy? Well, then I would have
Oh my
understood. Yeah.
God. Yeah, no, I can't pull that off. Yeah, so there's been such a variety of types of movies. I think when I think of like what a Telluride film is, Julie's also done a very good job with female directed films over the years. I don't know that we're gonna have too much of too many female directed films this year because there's not a lot of those to begin with
Well,
this
then
year.
what about Being Human? That brings up that one, which is the
Think, well, the Sean Hader.
Sean Hader, yeah.
Yeah. I think that has a Toronto world premiere
Okay.
attached to it, so we shouldn't be getting it. That
Okay.
said, she has stolen from Toronto before, where it was supposed to be a world premiere there, and we got it
Yeah,
first.
it's listed on the TIFF website still as a world premiere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's certain directors that oftentimes will play there, like Guillermo del Toro. That's why it was not a real shocker that Frankenstein stopped there last year.
Yeah.
I think you can also see a film like Club Kid, if it wants an awards push. It's the type of film that kind of needs to play at as many of these festivals as possible and kind of get people talking, get the ball rolling on in that frame. Like you see also Wild Horse 9 is another one that I think we can expect at Telluride.
Yes. We can stop
That's hitting
seeing
every
that
film
damn
festival.
trailer.
Yeah.
God. I had
Right.
to see that one
So
more time.
that's another sign you can look for if the designations don't give it away is, what are some films that seem to be showing up everywhere? They're probably going to want to stop at Telluride. It's one of the biggest if they're hitting everything else.
Fjord is another one I think will be there.
Fjord. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. We can expect Fjord.
And then I have Digger. Maybe.
Digger's not hitting any film festival,
Okay.
but I was talking to Clayton Davis. You guys know Clayton. That's my prediction of what the TBA will be, because
Oh.
yeah, for two reasons. Iñárritu has played films there before many times. Bardo is the most recent one, and I know
Right.
Bardo didn't go over too well.
I
I missed
remember
that
that.
Telluride, but it didn't go over well, and I think he took that hurt him that it didn't go so well. So I think that's why he's kind of backed away from film festivals with Digger. But Tom Cruise is famously known for having a house in Telluride. He has where the
Oh,
picnic
yes,
that
we're
the
staying there. No, I'm kidding.
yeah where his house is. His the patron brunch that happens at Telluride, I think it's pretty close to where his house is. Somebody pointed it out to me once over the years. So yeah, so if Tom Cruise is a resident there, and Iñárritu has brought films before, that's one that I could see showing there, but it's not one that I would expect just because it seems to be skipping
Okay.
festivals.
I have Gentle Monster as a definite.
Yeah.
Okay, I
Yeah,
have that one.
Netflix has Gentle Monster and La Bola Negra, and Netflix has a huge presence at
Yes.
Telluride. The theater, Werner Herzog Theater, that it's one of the best venues. They pretty much sponsor that theater the whole weekend usually, and they give out free candy. So we love Netflix, free popcorn, all that. So yeah, I would think some of those Netflix plays like Gentle Monster and La Bola Negra will be there.
What about Behemoth?
I don't think that's coming.
No. Is that an
That
is
that's go
that
ahead. That's
TIFF?
isn't that no, that's opening New York.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That though, that could be one she steals.
Okay.
So that was another one I thought maybe, between Social Reckoning,
I was going to ask about
Digger.
that too. Do we think that is a possibility?
I think if she gets a TBA, that's like a surprise. I think it will be one of those three.
So
Digger,
either Digger,
Social
Behemoth.
Reckoning, or Behemoth. That'd be my guess.
Interesting.
But
Interesting.
Primetime, I guess, is another one possibly. But yeah, it could be something like that. But those are films we shouldn't be expecting to show up there, but could be crossing our
Are.
fingers for.
Joey, you said Ink, the new wait, whose film is that again?
Danny Boyle.
Danny
Danny
Boyle, that's
Boyle.
it. You said that, you think that will be playing.
That is also playing TIFF, but that is a Canadian premiere.
Okay.
So
There's your
if it
giveaway.
there's the giveaway, so it's There are some people online when they dropped the TIFF schedule. TIFF is such a huge festival. They have a, this isn't like secret, but they have a special website that helps you schedule. It's called TIFFer. And
Right.
TIFFer, they load everything in, all the showtime, so you can like go into each movie and like parse through the showtimes to kind of aggregate a schedule for yourself. This year the website updated, and on the front of it they have a most shortlisted section, so people that are using TIFFer, they can like shortlist a film, like movies that they like tab and say that they want to see. And they have a top five that keeps changing. And the top five that are playing TIFF are Fjord, Did the Debut, Bucking Fastard, Ink, and Wild Horse 9. So those five are probably gonna play Telluride. And I feel like Ink is one of those titles that everyone is just like, I need to see
Well,
it.
the Canadian premiere designation is the giveaway, right? It's playing at Venice, so it's not a world premiere. But if it wasn't playing at Telluride, it would be a North American
American
premiere.
premiere.
So the fact that it's Canadian premiere, we're getting ink.
Yeah.
What
Claire
do we
Foy could be there.
would you say, Claire Foy?
Claire Foy could be there.
Our queen, we stand.
Claire Foy.
What about actually I was just looking up too the doc I mean I love documentaries. I think that Elon Musk documentary from Alex
Oh.
Gibney is going to be there. Do you think that too?
It could. I think I heard that it wasn't. I can't
Oh God, will
remember.
that mean he's going to be there?
Oh, I doubt it.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay.
I don't think he's going to be promoting that.
That doesn't seem like a crowd that he would want to go to.
Right, but also this is somebody who I could see
Well,
just being like, my name's on it, I'm here. You know?
right. The interesting thing about Elon Musk and whatnot is the first few years that I was at Telluride, one of the big sponsors was Tesla. And they had, this is back in 2015. I don't know if that's when Teslas were new or not, but they were promoting the hell out of them, and you could test drive them for, anytime you wanted or whatever. And so I think that stopped around 2019-ish, that he was no longer welcome there, I guess.
I
I don't know,
mean,
but yeah.
there's going to be a review that says Musk, it stinks, right? Like it's like that's gonna
Oh,
happen.
yeah.
Like, let's revive the critic.
Stinky Musk.
Yeah. Well, it's
I
like
just...
4 hours long too, I heard, right?
Oh,
Is
oh
it?
God,
Yeah,
what?
I think it is. So it's not the type of film that I
No, that
would want to
isn't.
see at a festival.
No. Maybe it
It's
won't
three
then.
hours. It's 3 hours and 52 minutes, but it is directed
Oh.
by
It's
Alex
Alex Gibney.
Gibney. Yeah.
Yeah, who I'm
Damn
sure we
girl.
all love his work. He has another film, if I'm not mistaken, that might be a Telluride though.
Yeah, he
Let me
has.
see.
I think I have. I think
The
Megan, we got it here. Yeah.
Luigi Mangione one, maybe.
There's a Luigi Mangione one.
It's untitled, so it's pre-production, so it's not that. But he is working on a Luigi.
He's
Oh
also
my God.
doing. He has
Oh,
that one
it's
about.
Knife.
Yeah, the one
Yeah, it's
Salman
Knife.
Rushdie.
Right. Yeah,
Oh,
Knife, the
right.
attempted murder of Salman Rushdie. That's going to be, we're pretty sure, going to play at Telluride.
Okay, that's great. Okay, cool. I'm writing that down because I'm making my
Yeah,
list
and
of stuff.
that one's a much slimmer hour and 47 minutes, so
Oh, thank
doable.
God.
Yeah, I can't sit through a 4 hour documentary, let alone a 4 hour
I can't sit
documentary
through a
about Elon
4 hour movie,
Musk.
period.
Well,
No.
yeah, fair, fair.
Do we think artificial?
I don't have it on my
You don't
list
have it on your
for
list. Okay.
possible. Let me see Michael, if Michael does. No, he doesn't have it in his top
No.
25. So that doesn't seem like,
Yeah.
I don't know that we're going to get artificial this year,
Okay. I wasn't sure about that either.
or even if that's a big player, because there's, a lot of studios passed on. Who I can't even remember who ended up getting that. Was it MUBI? I forget.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, a lot of festivals, or a lot of, not festivals, a lot of studios passed on it for some reason. So I don't know.
That's interesting.
It was acquired by Neon.
Oh, Neon ended up with it? Then
Yeah,
it's possible.
it was
Neon.
originally
Yeah,
supposed to
Neon's
be,
always there.
Amazon, and then they dropped
Yeah,
it.
right. Okay, that's what it was.
Monica
Yeah, so
Barbaro. I could.
Neon, Neon's good with, they're one of the better studios as of late with the awards race. So
Especially with their
if
documentaries, I feel like too.
and
And
international films
international.
especially,
Yeah.
yeah,
Oh, wait,
like
was it international? Yeah, I thought they had
they
some.
had like 4 out of 5
That's right. I
last
couldn't
year,
remember
then
if
yeah.
they had. I thought they had did a lot of good documentaries, but it was international that they
Yeah.
did. That's right.
Well, if you're
And they've.
thinking of, if we're just going like, I don't know if you go like studio by studio, they have Fjord, they have Once Upon a Time in Harlem,
Yes.
they have Paper Tiger, but Paper Tiger's not going to be there. They're the ones that are handling Clarissa. Clarissa's going to be at TIFF, and they have the
They have All of a
Hope,
Sudden.
All of a Sudden.
Yeah, that's one of the
All of a
bigger.
Sudden.
I was trying to remember that one.
That's one of the bigger international films. I think that's Hamaguchi's film,
Okay.
right? Let me just
Yep.
confirm that.
So you think that one
Because
will be a Telluride?
No,
No,
I don't.
no,
No,
that's
that
going
one
to be
is
a
it.
TIFF.
That's going to be a tip because
Yeah.
that
Okay.
is, yeah.
Yeah, that's Hamaguchi's film. It played at Cannes, did really well over there. A lot of people seem to
And
like it.
that is listed on the TIFF website as a North American premiere. So it's going to international.
Okay.
That's
Yeah.
another one that
Unless.
I'm, yeah, unless.
Unless. There's a, you have to put that asterisk next to
Yeah.
everything.
What about Bunker?
I don't know that
I.
that's going to get. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Jody. Go ahead.
I'm
I
sorry.
talked a
No,
lot.
no. That I was wondering because doesn't Sony Pictures Classics is doing Bunker, and
They're going to be there.
they are going to be there, and they have well, they have more than I thought. So they have rehearsals for Revolution, Iron Boy, the new Almodovar, and I'm hoping something that I do hope is a Telluride is the only living pickpocket in New York.
Yes, that's what I was wondering about too.
And they have Hot Chance Shake Your
That will
Booty
be
too.
there.
But I mean, I'm wondering if
Hot Hand, Shake Your Booty.
I want to see that so bad.
Yeah, you think that one will be there?
That is it. Hold on, let me see what the designation. Oh, I accidentally closed all my TIFF tabs. TIFF tabs. I know
Who
that is
has the only
definitely
living pickpocket? Do you know?
that's Sony Pictures.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Just this Canadian premiere for Hot Chan at TIFF, so that
Oh.
could be there too. But I was wondering if Penelope Cruz is going to be at Telluride, because if she is in Sony Pictures Classics movie Bunker, and she's people are already talking about her for supporting actress for La Bola Negra, and that is
Annie,
like,
right?
and I was just like, I don't know, maybe she'll be there.
I think Bunker
I will die.
is, I think Bunker's likely to move to 2027. I don't know that we're
Interesting,
going to get
interesting.
that this year. There's a bunch that. That's the hard part of this year is knowing what, what's been on the list that is going to move like the untitled Cliff Booth movie. That's another one Netflix has.
Oh my
I don't
God, I
know that
forgot
that's
about
coming out
that.
this year or not. Right? They still don't even have a title. So, there's.
Oh, I don't
That's the
think
most part, the hard
Bunker.
part too.
Brad Pitt PR strategy before they do that.
Well, there's that
Bunker's
too. There's that
probably
too.
Bunker's gonna do a North American premiere at TIFF,
Okay.
so
And
never
that
mind.
and that's but that also happens too, where movies play at the festivals that don't come out till the following year.
Okay,
Last
the
year,
following year. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah,
Right. Last year we had Tuner that came out this year
Right.
now. A couple years before that we had The Bike Riders. The Mike Nichols film that came out the following year. I think even if you go further back, The Hurt Locker played in 2008 and then
Ooh.
came out in 2009. So
Oh.
sometimes movies hit these festivals as like a. I think Obsession was also at TIFF last year,
It
right?
was, yeah.
It was. They're
Yeah.
actually making they're making kind of a big deal about it this
Oh,
year. They're
cool.
doing a screening, and the director and Inda are doing like press. there.
Yeah.
I think they're doing, since it was part of their Midnight Madness stuff last year, they made sort of like a big deal about Midnight Madness this year. Like, we might have next year's
Next.
obsession. Like, come
Yeah.
get your tickets. You never know. So, which I think is
Clever.
fun.
That's really great.
Smart.
What have you heard about A Long Winter? That's one that I wrote down.
I would expect A Long Winter to be there.
Okay.
I
It,
need to see that movie.
what is it about? Can you tell me?
It's directed by Andrew Haig. It is
Yes, that's
based
right.
on it is I think it's based on a book. It stars Freddie, what's his face?
Highmore?
No. Fred Hekinger.
That'd be
Okay. It's
awesome.
Fred
Yeah.
Hekinger, Kit Connor. It is
Yeah.
about
Ebon Moss Backrack's in it.
yeah.
Martin Freeman.
Oh,
Katrina
that one.
Balfe. Katrina Balfe, yeah.
Yeah, she's in
Yeah.
it. I actually don't even really know that much about it, but
They've kept it pretty much under wraps what it's about. The IMDb synopsis just says, set high in the mountains, fall comes to an end, and a family prepares for the long winter ahead.
Ooh, are they gonna
So,
eat each
but
other?
yes. Oh God.
Yes.
I would expect that to play at Telluride, though. That is on
Okay.
my
Yeah,
list as
based on
well.
the, I mean, it's a perfect setting. It's in the mountains.
Right.
It's based
And
on a
Andrew
book by,
Hayes.
oh my God. Yeah, dude, he played All of Us Strangers, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. It's looking at a book review, it says it's a story about loss and survival told from the perspective of a young man in his early 20s. One morning in the depths of winter, his mother goes missing from their home. High in the Pyrenees, she'd left in the aftermath of an argument when her husband destroyed her secret supplies of alcohol. So,
Okay.
an uplifting film.
I mean,
Oh, well,
most
his
of
Andrew
last one
Hayes'
was,
films have been.
yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
Oh.
a. I'm very curious
So
about.
good, though.
I love Andrew Haig,
Yeah.
so I hope that's there too. Yeah,
I
I
also,
would count on it.
I have Tender Loving Care,
Yeah.
as one that will be
Mike
there,
Leigh.
his
Yeah.
last one.
His last movie. And I've heard from somebody that has seen it that it is awesome.
Ugh.
And the person that saw it is not a huge Leigh fan, nor am I, I'll be honest.
Oh.
And but this one really moved them. So I think we'll get it and I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. Okay, then here's some like wild card ones, and then oh, this is my whole list, then I'll open it up to more that I'm probably missing. Josephine. That was like
Oh,
a
the one from
Sundance
Sundance?
player. Oh,
That's a big
sorry, go ahead.
Sundance film. Yeah, big Sundance player that I haven't heard one way or another, and I don't think there was any real tea leaf for it. Is that coming to Toronto?
That is coming to Toronto. I think that one
Nope.
is. I
Is
think
that
that
a North American?
one's. Yeah.
Oh, no, it can't be because it played Sundance.
Yeah.
So
Played Sundance.
that's why that's hard. That's why that one's hard to know,
Yeah.
because if they play at Sundance, you lose world premiere status, you lose North American premiere status.
It says
So
Canadian, so.
it says Canadian. So Telluride would be neither world, neither North American,
Yeah.
neither
I bet they'll
American.
skip
So
Telluride because
I think it will too.
yeah,
I
I think
wonder
so
what the
too.
strategy is for studios that are like, because it got a good response at Sundance. So I'm wondering if they sort of like strategize like where they can miss in order to, you know,
Yeah.
save time and funds and all that stuff.
The Josephine is Sumerian Pictures, I think, still, right? Did anybody else acquire that? I think it was Sumerian.
Let's
Kind of a
see.
smaller.
Please hold.
Yeah.
While you're looking that
Yeah,
up,
it's Sumerian. Yeah.
Misty Green, will Chris Rock be making an appearance?
I think that's either
That's a
Toronto or
tough.
New York. That's Toronto,
Okay.
yeah. I don't think that'll be a Telluride play. What is the designation at
World
Tox
premiere.
Toronto for the
World
world premiere?
premiere.
Okay,
Yeah. So it's
so
not, okay. It didn't feel like
probably
a,
not.
yeah, it didn't feel like a
Yeah.
that type of
No.
Telluride.
That trailer got me. I want to see that.
I would have thought, yeah, I'm excited for that. I would have thought that would be like a New York premiere, but
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. Clara and the Sun.
Are we ever going to get that movie is the question.
Right.
We've been throwing that around for,
Trailer
I
looked
don't,
really good, by the way.
oh, I didn't see the trailer.
Oh, the trailer's really, I thought it looked really good, but I guess people who read the book said it's a lot darker and this is more like lighter, and it looks like Pushing Daisies, like to me. Which I love that tone, but I
Good
guess people who
show.
are fans of the book said it's not like that. But I was wondering if that was some sort of, that was like my wild card pick.
That's Taika Waititi, right? That did that. So whatever the tone of the book is, I don't think you should expect the same with Taika. I think you could have a very Pushing Daisies vibe, even if that's not the book. But no, that's one I don't know if that's, is that coming to Toronto? I don't
No,
remember
that's
hearing
not.
either way. Yeah. I don't know what that's doing.
I feel like that would be a kind of movie. See, I think I was talking about types of movies at Telluride. I mean, TIFF, you can really do anything, but if it has like a lot of, if it has like a Taika Waititi, if it has a, why am I blanking on her name? A big star like her, like you can see them doing what?
Amy Adams.
Yeah, Amy Adams.
Yeah,
Is Amy
I mean, I can see them, Amy Adams, Jenna Ortega, Natasha Lyonne. I mean, yeah.
Depends on the type of film you have, I think. If you have a movie that's going to be audience friendly, but maybe not critically friendly, I would take it to Toronto. That's why I think I Play Rocky makes perfect
Oh,
sense to go
totally.
to Toronto. That's
Right.
totally a Toronto
I
play.
didn't have that
And
on my
that
list for Telluride.
it's no, it's like a, I think it's a world premiere at Toronto. And I don't expect that to change
But would Clara
because
and the Sun be like a midnight type of midnight Telluride film? Like maybe? I don't know.
so I kind of think about what was the other Amy Adams one where she's a dog?
Night
Sorry.
Bitch.
Night Bitch. I think of similar vein for whatever reason. Maybe it's just Amy Adams connection. So I could see it being more of a Toronto play. I don't think Clara would be a Toronto play.
Right. Or Telluride play.
Or Toronto. Yes, sorry, Telluride. Still waking up.
I know. Okay, what am I missing then? Those are all the ones that
Sure.
I had picked. So what am I
So we
missing?
talked about Wild Horse 9. We talked about The Debut, Fjord, La Bola Negra, Ink, Elsinore, Club Kid. Another big one that I think we can expect there is Minotaur.
Minotaur.
Yeah,
What's
that
that
played
one?
at that's movie has Minotaur that played at Cannes and was one of the front runners for the Palme.
It's from Russia.
Andrei, oh boy. Okay, I'm just gonna say Andrei, some Andrei Z. The synopsis, it's a crime thriller. It says high-powered executives' meticulously controlled existence unravels when professional crises, global chaos, and marital betrayal converge, pushing him toward a dangerous breaking point.
Ooh.
It looks real good, and from everything I've heard from those who saw it at Cannes, it's one that I probably will try not to miss at Telluride. If I do, Joey, I don't know, are you going back to Middleburg? Because I would expect that to be a Middleburg play as well. That's usually where I pick up all my international contenders is over in Middleburg. But
Yeah, I think
I think,
you did a good job of that last year, and I think the year before. I think you said one time at Middleburg, I can catch up on, all the stuff that was international plays. Like, I think I'm wondering, like with Middleburg, Mark and I caught up with The Secret Agent that played at Cannes, that played at TIFF, that played at, was it at Telluride? I was like, I kept missing it every single place.
Everywhere.
And so then, and then that screening we went to was a really packed house. So maybe Minotaur is this year's Secret Agent for me. Who knows?
Yeah, that's the thing. So when I go to Telluride, my priority is the Oscar race and especially Best Picture. So I'm prioritizing the films that I think will be Best Picture plays. La Bola Negra, sure. Minotaur, maybe not. But I definitely want to see it. So it'll be something that I don't prioritize but hope to see. And if not, then I catch it at Middleburg, which is kind of like Telluride East at this point because it plays a lot of similar type. It's like a perfect mix of Telluride and Toronto. We love Middleburg. So we mentioned Tinder Loving Care. We mentioned Only Living Pickpocket, Bucking Faster, Long Winter. Another one I don't think we mentioned were the two Sandra Hüller films. I think we can expect to play their Fatherland and Rose,
Oh yeah.
which from
Rose, that's
past
new.
ex oh yeah, Rose looks tremendous.
I haven't seen trailers for that yet.
There is either a trailer or a clip on IMDb that I watched.
Oh.
She looks tremendous in it. I think she won the Actress Award at Berlin for this last year, the Berlino, or however you say it. But
Berlino,
I think we can expect those two films, and I know nothing, but she's having a big year with Project Hail Mary and Digger also in the mix, which again, we talked about Digger being a possible play. With two, maybe three films there, perhaps one of the tributes goes to Hüller. So that's something to look forward to, because I think we can expect Fatherland and Rose. And the beauty of Fatherland, I think it's only like an hour and a half long, and we love hour and a half long films at film festivals. We love
Roses
them.
an hour 34.
Oh, terrific.
I think Fatherland is actually shorter.
Is it? Yeah, I think
It
it's pretty
is.
short.
It's da, 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 da. It is. Come on, an hour 22.
I love it.
We
I
love
love
that
it.
because we have to see. So we're trying to fit some shit in, and you can hear we've named like 15 movies. Like this is a very if what we expect to come comes to Telluride, it's going to be very difficult to see everything, and you're going to have to kill your darlings and pick which movies you want to miss or save for maybe in Joey's case Toronto, and Middleburg. So. But those two, I think we can expect. And then we did mention Gentle Monster. So those are all the ones that I am expecting. Joey, did I leave anything off that you have?
I don't think so. Something that Michael has on his site that I think this is newer to his list because he makes these lists, very, more and more frequently as it gets closer. A doc that I would love to see is Making Marie Antoinette. About the making of Sofia Coppola's film. I wouldn't necessarily like sacrificing an Andrew Haig movie for it, but I love movies about making movies. And she had a good the doc that she had about Marc Jacobs earlier this year, I thought was interesting because they're friends. So I would be interested to see what she does with that. But I mean, everything. I thought about this when I was looking at the TIFF stuff too. Like, I feel like TIFF has a ton of stuff. Now, granted, there's some crossover in like what people are super excited about, but I'm still like, I'm a little stressed when trying to figure out like how I'm going to plan stuff. But I mean, like just those 15, 20 movies that we mentioned, they all sound good. So.
I mean, if I was going to Toronto as well, I would prioritize by what I know is going to be at Toronto and put that at the bottom of my Telluride list. You're going to be able to see it there as well.
Well, the thing about if I not to like switch to TIFF, if I could just mention, so TIFF is such a large festival that you really have to kind of figure out what you want to do there and not worry about, not even necessarily worry about like seeing the same stuff that everybody is seeing, because you just have to, it's so large. You have to just kind of like carve out something for yourself and do it. This year, though, people were really freaked out because every movie only now has one press screening. And everything else is public. I think someone did the math and said there are only 20 movies that are playing through all of TIFF that have more than one press and market screening. So people are now worried that those screenings are going to be impossible to get into because, like, during the day, especially like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I personally really count on press screenings because you can get there a little early. You can just waltz in, they scan your badge, you sit down, it's fine. Usually the first day, there's a big, huge title there. Like, I think this year it's Fjord is the first one at like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. But I think the Megan, were you there at the Anatomy of a Fall Zone of Interest year?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think I
Okay,
was.
so there
I was
was
there the
they.
Taylor Swift year. That's all I remember.
Oh, that's right. You were there the menu year.
Yes.
I don't know. So I
Menu.
think that is giving a lot of people pause. Like, I saw somebody say they're like, great, I'm gonna have to get to every press screening 2 hours in advance. And I was like, that is physically not possible. You will miss
Everything.
everything.
Yeah.
I've only been turned away from one TIFF screening, and that was the first TIFF press screening, and that was the first year when the Daniel Radcliffe
Weird
Weird
Al.
Al Yankovic movie came up, because they had the
Oh,
Midnight
wow.
Madness screening on the
Yeah, that's a
first
good
night.
Midnight Madness.
I was with you, turned away, but I was turned away from a lot that
But
year.
they, the thing that sucked is I had to take it to the Midnight Madness screening. I was way too tired. I skipped it, and I was like, oh, I'll go to the press screening the next day. And me, you, Shadon, Eric Anderson, we all got shut out, and Eric Anderson was pissed. And
He was very
we were like,
upset.
wah!
Yeah.
And so,
We were like, eat it.
so we had to like scramble and figure the I mean, the good
He
thing
doesn't
about
even
TIFF
get that.
is
He doesn't even
no,
understand.
no, I don't. The good thing about TIFF is like you can just sort of, on the fly, because there is so much playing, you can kind of shift and see something else. So that's what we ended up doing. So there isn't much stuff that I really want to see. Like, I feel like I was like, should I see Being Human? There's a bunch of screenings there. I was like, I'm sure that'll have people talking, whether good or bad, I don't know.
I also bet a lot of people will, because people are so hard on
On
the movie.
Coda.
Yeah, I bet there are gonna be a lot of people who are like, I'm not seeing that crap. So maybe you might have a shot at seeing it if it plays at Telluride. I mean, if it plays at both, you might. I mean, if it's a TIFF, you might be able to see it without ever getting
In my
trouble.
my obsessively dorky way that I plan stuff, I have one, two, three, four. There are five opportunities to see that movie in the first 3 days.
Oh.
But only one of them is a
Wow.
press screening, the other are public. So also, can I just say something about Coda that I think is really funny?
Yeah.
All these people, anytime you want to, okay, people don't like Coda. Fine, you cannot like Coda. That's great. But
That was
something
great.
that I will balk at is when people are like, this movie made no impact culturally ever. And I was like, but you won't shut up about it.
Right, yes.
Was like, what a forgetful thing. And I was like, that everyone keeps bringing up every
Right.
chance they get just to talk about how much they hate it. So
I could argue with those
that is,
people so much on that
yeah.
film.
That is one of those movies, unfortunately, that the worst thing that could have happened for it was winning picture.
It's
And
such a
it was,
sweet
people
film.
loved it until, yeah,
Yeah.
it's a terrific film,
I saw a lot
but
of
it,
people. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
nah, it's just, I think people get so caught up in their movie winning that when it doesn't, and it's a movie maybe that isn't maybe in that same what we're used to for winning picture, I think. Yeah, it just doesn't. I still have to deal with all the hate for Dances with Wolves, 36 years later. Which,
Well, people
they're
are
just
crazy.
and
They're
the
not
English
over it.
Patient and all my movies that I love that won that shouldn't have, maybe, but
How do people hate The English Patient? Is it because of
I
Seinfeld?
know it's
I've
so
actually
beautiful.
never
Yeah, I
seen it.
think
I
so.
should see it. Probably
It's so
Seinfeld did not
beautiful.
help.
It's a beautiful movie.
I get mad at the
It is
people who
beautiful.
say that Coda is not very diverse and it's not good for representation. And I'm like, well, it's.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Directed by a woman and
It's a.
stars
But it's an all
Steph.
white family and they get upset. And I'm like, well, but they also all are they are deaf mostly, and it's a
I can't.
representation that way. And also it's a family that just happens to be white. white.
Yeah,
I'm
like that has nothing to do with it. That'd
like,
be like being mad at fences because there's not a white
you
family
need a
there,
token
right?
white
That's
guy in that.
right. Like, what are we talking about? That's
Yeah,
silly.
that's always the thing that cracks me up about that movie. But yeah.
Oh, too bad.
Anyway, a justice for Coda. I love Coda.
Yeah, Coda's good.
Do you think, okay, so last year I got to see E. Jean Carroll. I got to see her doc. Am I gonna get
Right.
to see Salman Rushdie this year?
Wow. Maybe. That'd be cool. Listen, my first Telluride was in 2015 was the patron screening, the private screening was he named I always mess it up. I think it's called He Named Me Malala, if you
Oh,
remember that.
yeah. We
Now,
have.
Malala wasn't there, but they did have her via satellite. So they had her on screen. She was talking to us live, answering questions, that kind of
Wow,
thing. It was
that's
pretty
so
cool. Yeah. So, and a couple of years, I think it was like 2017, they had the Emma Stone, Steve Carell, Billie Jean King film. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, she's
And
so
Billie
good in
Jean
that
King was
movie.
there. She was there to introduce the movie, and I talked to her briefly. So it was, yeah, like they've had people there
So
before that
cool.
have. So Rushdie, you never know, right?
That's so
Mark,
cool.
since you've been going to Telluride so much, so for so long, but for so long, can't talk. I was a little. This is something that I feel like people don't really understand until you get there and you like really see it with your own eyes, just how like it's such a chill atmosphere. And there's just all these like, unbelievably famous people just walking around being normal, like how their lives should be treated. Is there anybody that you saw, either you met them or there was someone that you just saw walking down the street that you were just like unbelievably starstruck by, and who was it?
Oh yeah. I mean, first of all, many people over the years.
I was like, we were there
As
last year and
far
I saw
as
like so many people, so I can't imagine the collection of people that you have seen.
it's the collection's insane. As far as walking past on the street, probably Amy Adams is the biggest that I was like, oh my God. And that was for the Arrival year, which I just watched last night. And Jesus, what a movie! And what a
That's one of the
Telluride!
best movies ever.
Oh, it's amazing. And that Telluride, we had La La Land, Moonlight, Arrival, and Manchester by the Sea.
Oh
And
my God.
it's still easily the best Telluride I've been to. But as far as Starstruck, other than that, I spoke briefly to Faye Dunaway, which is insane. And I spoke briefly to Robert Redford and Sissy Spacek, which was insane. And I didn't talk to you, but I saw Tom Hanks, and I think Clint Eastwood was maybe with him. I can't remember. But Tom Hanks, like, there have been so many over the years. The
I
most
would
memorable
fucking die.
was Guillermo del Toro. The year of Shape of Water, he had a Q&A
Were
afterward,
you
and
at that famed Q&A?
I
He
was,
talks about that
and
at every, like every
why?
festival.
What
Oh my
happened at
God.
this Q&A?
Well, he ran out of time. They needed to move him out, but he wasn't done. He's as passionate as you get, as everybody knows. He's like the most passionate filmmaker maybe ever. Like, he just loves cinema, and he puts his whole heart into what he's doing. And he had more to say, and we wanted to hear more. So we went out on the steps outside of, I think it was the Galaxy. There's these nice steps, and I got to sit like 2 feet from him for like 20 minutes as he talked. I got a nice picture with him afterward, and like the nicest, again, most passionate. Just you eat up every word of what he says. Oh shit, Scorsese's another one that I got to see. He was at the patron brunch when I saw him. I didn't talk to him. I would have loved to, but I didn't want to bother him. But he introduced, I forget what the doc's called about Agnes Varda. I think
Oh,
it was
Faces and
called,
Places.
no, it's the one
Oh,
about
no.
her. I think it's called Being Agnes Varda or something like that. He did the intro for it, and he was supposed to do like a, what they typically do is like a 3 to 5 minute introduction of a film. He talked for 30 something minutes. Put everything
Wow.
behind. Nobody wanted to get him off the stage. And it was awesome because you're sitting there just listening to Scorsese talk, right? So there have been, over 10 Tellurides, there have been so many amazing moments. One of my favorites was my first Telluride. Spotlight played. Michael Keaton and the cast came in. It was Michael Keaton's birthday. And they announced that, and the whole crowd starts singing Happy Birthday. He drops it down and starts doing push-ups. It was just like so many
That's so
things like
Pittsburgh
that.
thing to do, too.
I know. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things I could keep going, but there have been so many great moments at Telluride. And I mean, when I saw Parasite in 2019, I look over and the person sitting literally right next to me, oh my God, I just forgot her name. I just drew a major blank. Oh, Kathleen Kennedy.
Oh,
Oh,
wow.
my literally next to me, and she starts talking to me, and I'm like, and so
Were you like, are you talking to me?
she introduced her. She said, "What's your name?" I gave her my name and the site that I was writing for, and she said, "I'm Kathleen Kane. Like, I know who you are." And we talked about E.T. and how it lost to Gandhi and how she's still upset about it. It was just awesome. So there's so many people, and again, you just sit next to a Kathleen Kennedy or pass an Amy Adams, and there's just tons of memorable moments, and it is very laid back, and it's basically heaven, right? Telluride is what I assume heaven will be. It's beautiful. It's you're seeing movies with movie stars and getting to hear legends speak. It's the best.
Joey's never been starstruck. He did not stalk Laura Dern last year at a
Oh.
shop.
Laura Dern's
Or
incredible. She's
look
the
at
almost
you.
that was Margot Robbie.
You also stalked Laura Dern. You and Clarence are both like, is that her? And I'm like, Jesus
Laura's.
Christ, get me
We
out of
basically
here.
should have had a fence, like, hey guys.
The only person that I would say that I
Barrier.
was, well, we also got to tell Ethan Hawke and Richard Linklater how much we enjoyed
Yes.
their
Yeah.
film. Yes, that was cool.
Oh, good.
And then I got
Good.
to go up to I love him, Tommy
Oh, Tommy
Dewey.
Dewey.
Tommy Dewey. I got to go up to Tommy Dewey. Him and his wife, Helen Estabrook, were there. And she's a big time producer of oh, what's the one that well they met on Casual and stuff, but I was went up to them and I was like, oh my God. That was my
What do they
favorite.
do? I'm not, I
Tommy
don't think
Dewey
I'm
was in
familiar.
Casual, and she was a producer on Casual. She was also
Okay.
what's the film with Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons that I loved so much?
Oh, Whiplash.
Whiplash. She was a big
Whiplash, yeah.
producer in that one too. Yeah. So I was
Okay.
like, I'm a fan of
Love
you
Whiplash.
both. So that was my big thing. But
God, I didn't even mention, now that you mentioned Whiplash, my conversation with Damien Chazelle, that was like
oh
20, 30
yeah.
minutes.
Jesus
That was
Christ.
the year of First Man, which I don't
Oh.
know. I don't know if you guys remember this, but I
I love
was
First Man.
enamored with First Man. I was my number
Yeah.
one of that year.
Clarence
And
liked
I
it
got to
too.
talk. Yeah, so good. And it blew everybody away at Telluride. And I got to talk to Chazelle, who La La Land is my favorite film of, the last 20 years or so. So I talked to him forever about La La Land and First Man. And they were very, I try not to bother these folks. I usually it's 30 seconds a minute and then I, leave them be. But he kind of kept the conversation going, and he was just super genuine and nice. And anyway, there's so many great moments
Yeah.
and interactions, and everybody's excited to, talk about their film or show their film that, most of the folks there are happy to have a conversation with you.
Yeah. Oh, this has been fun. I can't wait. Now I'm all
Yeah.
ready for Telluride.
I know. A couple
Yeah.
weeks. Well, less than 2 weeks, and we're
I
there.
know. So let's do our flash forwards then. We'll have our not normal M go first. What are you looking forward to this week?
This week? Oh my God. I don't know if I have anything I'm looking forward to. I'm all caught up on Furious, which Megan, I saw your tweet about it first and was like, okay, I'll check it out. And you were right. It's terrific.
It's so good.
Yeah, I think the finale is this week, right?
Yes, I was supposed to
So
get
that's what I'm
screeners
looking
for
forward
it
to.
because I might be talking to Emmy Rossum on Thursday.
Oh, she's
So,
so good in it. Yeah.
oh, she's so good.
And listen, My boy Scoot McNairy is in
I
it. He's so good. Do
know.
you, anytime
He's
he shows
so
up, I'm
good.
100% in. I'm always
He's
in.
so good. I love, this is
He's so
my
great.
favorite of all his roles. This is my favorite, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, 'cause I
He's
feel like
always
he
so
often
good.
plays like a squirrely, like he, in Night Bitch, he was like a weird husband.
Yeah.
And like this one, he's just like a nice guy, a nice cop.
Yeah.
And you know, I just love him in it.
Super cute.
Anything else? Any movies that you're looking forward to?
I'm
Coyote versus Acme
not
is one that I would like
not
to see.
really anything new. I'm mostly revisiting 2016 before Telluride just because how much that one meant to me. So I watched Moonlight recently and I watched Arrival last night. So I'll get to the two harder ones to sit through, which I mean I love them, but Manchester by the Sea and La La Land both break my heart. So they're
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm looking forward to it, but yeah, that's what
Yeah,
I'm doing this
especially
week.
Manchester by the Sea. Yeah, that's tough,
Oh,
but
yeah.
oh.
Heartbreaker.
Joey, not another not normal M. What would you what are
An
you looking
irregular
for?
M.
Irregular M.
Well, I saw the end of Oak Street yesterday.
Oh yeah, what'd you think?
Are you still thinking about One Night Only?
No. Okay, so here's the thing about that movie. So we saw it. It was me, Jason, and two of our friends. Mark, were people laughing when you were watching it?
Oh, no, my audience ate it up. They loved it.
Okay, because our row was the only row, like we were laughing so hard. I was
Like
very high.
laughing at it or laughing with it?
A little bit of both. But it was
Okay.
like, I'm sorry, the I had forgotten about the dinosaur stuff.
That's so
What's this?
they're fuck the
Oh, okay.
brontosaurus
Well,
sex.
yeah,
It's this
that how the dinosaurs do it? it's this is
Yeah.
how we show it, Joey.
I
Well,
just
this is how this is a
I'm not
Superstore
sure
thing. It's
what this
whatever.
is, but
It's from Superstore. You guys educate yourselves.
Oh,
There we go.
okay. It's funny, it just went over our heads.
I
Got it.
could not, again, I was very high, but it was, I could not contain myself. Like I was laughing. I think
It's
I
a
was laughing.
ridiculous scene, just from what I've seen on
It's,
like
oh, so
Instagram.
you haven't seen it
I
maybe?
haven't seen it. I just saw this scene on
Okay.
Instagram and I was like, this is like
It's
strangely
so
sensual and
odd.
wrong.
Don't say sensual. Don't say sensual. There was I think I was laughing from that for a solid 12 minutes. Like I'm like I couldn't contain myself. And it was just like some of the stuff that is obviously supposed to be really funny, like no one was laughing at. And I don't know if like they like didn't feel comfortable laughing or whatever. I think Anne
Where is there
Hathaway
dinosaurs now?
I think Anne Hathaway is giving
Dude, don't say Shelley Duvall. Don't say Shelley Duvall.
no. I'm saying she's Shelley Duvall filtered through Anna Faris in Scary Movie. That's what it is. Some of her physicality, she's like, "Whoa!" like almost Muppety, but love it. So I don't know what I want to say. I still want to see Tony. I need to, I'm like two episodes behind and Furious. Guess I got a lot to catch up to before the world ends and there's nothing but movies to watch.
Wow. Okay. Well, that
Yeah,
was dark. I'm
let's
looking
hope
forward
not.
to the Furious finale. I have some screeners to watch. I've got American Doctor to watch, that documentary, and then I just watched The History of Concrete, which was interesting, and very very much about
I've heard really
concrete.
good things about that. Did you enjoy
There are
it?
things
Are you
I
allowed to
liked
say?
about it. I mean, I don't even know if I could talk about it, but I mean
Yeah.
there are aspects I really like about it, but I love
Okay.
the little slivers of like pockets of people that he talks to, and how does he find these communities? There, that is really interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
I just watched that one, and then I'm trying. I have there's a couple other documentaries. I'm trying to catch all. Like I said, getting all my docs in a row is what I'm trying to do, and so I'm doing that. Listening to Carly Rae Jepsen has a new song out that I've got every day. I think every week Carly Rae Jepsen has a new song that I got to listen to. I'm finishing up the book, The Mashup. What else am I doing? That's about it. I'm trying, and I really want to see Coyote
Cirque du
versus Acme.
Soleil. Cirque du
Yes.
Soleil practice.
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil practice
It's
reject.
awesome.
That's what I should have named my handle for that, like Cirque du Soleil reject.
Every time I see you doing that, I'm just like amazed. It is so
Oh,
cool, and like I'm terrified for you, but amazed.
thank you. But yeah, that's probably about it. Yeah, I really do want to see Coyote versus Acme though, because that seems like fun. So, and yeah, I think that's about it. So does that cover it?
It just about covers it. I'm sure we'll be
Yeah.
covering more of it for everybody as we get there and whatnot, so.
Yeah. Well, then let's get the hell out of here. Remember to subscribe to the
Thank
Contending newsletter so you never miss a podcast, interview, or our in-depth analysis. Follow us at The Contending on X, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Megan McLaughlin, and on behalf of Joey Moser and Mark Johnson, we hope you have a pleasant tomorrow.